I'm John Williams. Steve Bertrand, how do you remember that Rick Reilly gave me the nickname J-Dub?
I can remember where he was sitting. It was in the old newsroom at Tribune Tower, and we had these workstations below a bank of TVs, and I think rather than rent office space, he was just working there.
That's probably true.
And we were talking about you, and he said there he called you J-Dub.
And it kind of stuck.
It's just quicker.
Who's got time for John Williams? Three syllables when you could say J-Dub and save one.
You know, I've become friends with John Williams, the composer.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
You're much more fun.
That's who he thought he was getting today. He said, John Williams is in town. I'll go into his show. It'll be great for me.
Well, he plays at my golf course, and he plays every day three holes.
Who does?
John Williams.
The composer.
Yes.
See, now you're just being silly.
Three holes. And he gives the caddy $100.
No kidding.
For three holes. Same three holes.
Which course is this?
I can't say.
Is it in Florida, New York, Italy?
It's in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
But he's not bad. And I've always asked him, do you ever get any ideas for songs out here? And he says, all the time.
Really?
Yes. And so I also said, what's the weirdest song of yours you've ever heard recorded? And he said he heard Star Wars barked by 100 dogs.
Sure.
I said, did you get residuals? Of course.
Yeah, so life's been good for him.
Yes, and you.
And you. So you live 9 months in the United States of America and spend, what, your summers in Italy or when?
Fall. Fall's in Italy. And try to watch a Denver Broncos-Chicago Bear game. There's no way. Or get a decent guacamole burrito.
I was going to say, is that why you go, so you don't have to watch the football games?
No, it's just so fantastic. And that's where I was in 2016, when I'm looking at my phone, trying to set the world slurping record of pasta, and I keep seeing that Donald Trump is saying, you need to vote for me because I've won 18 club championships against the best players, and nobody can beat me when
it
comes to golf.
What is a club championship? What does that mean?
So at any club, the best players play for 3 days once a year, and nobody gets any strokes, and usually a guy will shoot 72, 71, 73 and win it. And now he gets his name on a trophy and especially a bronze plaque on the wall.
And that's a measure of local pride. Huh?
Fantastic golf.
That's a big deal.
I've never won one.
Yeah.
The best amateur I know has probably won four. He's going around saying 18. But what he forgot is one day I played with him and he told me how he did it, which is that whenever he opens a new course, he owns 15 courses, he plays the first round with him and Melania. And unless Melania gets hot, he's the winner, and he calls that the club championship.
So now he has the lowest score at that course.
Not only does he have the course record, which he puts up, but he's the club champion. And then I started looking into it. I said, well, that's not a club champ. That's bull. So then I started looking into it, and eight of them are super seniors club champions, which is fine, but it means you got to be over 70.
Yeah.
So that's the difference between Vanna White and Betty White. That's not even close to a club championship. So then he goes in another campaign stop, and he's still going around saying this.
I didn't remember.
Very few people can beat me. And I'm like, well, actually, I played with you in Pebble Beach at the Pro-Am. You played in that thing seven times. You never made the cut. So all those people beat you. And then you played in the Lake Tahoe celebrity thing, which is coming up in 2 weeks, and you never made the top half. Now, admittedly, he slept with a porn star and a playmate, so he might have been tired. But you're not when people there's rules officials and cameras.
He doesn't
dude,
do
you're,
so well.
You're just normal.
So what does he shoot if 72 is par and he's not cheating? What's his average score probably?
Well, he doesn't putt out, so he just picks. But you have to putt out. I mean, I've played with him. He took with me a gimme chip in. Have you ever heard of a gimme chip in? He took five mulligans.
Wait, he was in the sand and said, I can make this. I don't have to play it out.
I happen to get lucky and knock it to a foot for birdie.
Yeah.
Make that. And he goes, I guess that makes this good. And he's already laying five. And I'm like, you're the worst chipper I've ever seen. What did you just take that? Now, mind you, we're betting $20 for total score. And he has this golf cart. Wherever he is, he jerry-rigs the golf cart so they go super fast, which is why the Secret Service has to truck in fast golf carts that they jerry-rig to keep up. We just passed $500,000 just in golf carts alone because they got to keep up with this 30-mile-an-hour golf cart.
The United States has spent $500,000 on golf courts for Secret Service to keep up with it?
For instance, when he plays at Mar-a-Lago, they have to truck the carts in from Miami because they can't. His carts don't go fast enough to keep up with his. Bedminster, I think it's from Newark City. It's crazy what's going on, John. He tells people he's this great golf. I don't know about politics, but I do know about golf.
I know you do, but I mean,
it drives me crazy.
But are you based? So the title of your book is Commander in Cheat. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. It's a funny and evidently true book about his golf. But are you basing it on just playing with him one time, or were you witness to these? How do you have this reportage of his golf game?
Yes, I witnessed it, and then I belonged to a club in Los Angeles where he used to play a lot, and there must be 500 stories about things he did there. For instance, he always hits first. Doesn't matter. In golf, the guy who won the hole is supposed to hit first. He always hits first. Then he jumps in the Super Mario Kart that he's rigged up, and then bang, he's way away. So they see him hit it in this lake. Splash. Ripples. Ball in lake. By the time they've hit and get up to the lake, it's sitting back on the fairway. And my buddy goes, Don, you can't drop here. This is not the right drop. One stroke drop. He goes, drop? What are you talking about drop? That's my ball. That's not your ball. Your ball went in the lake. He goes, well, here it is. It must have been the tide. I mean, he kicks the ball out of the rough so much, the caddies call him Pele. He's 80 proof. I call him 80 proof because he'll shoot 85, 90, but he always says he's beat 80, 78, 76. He wins tournaments that he didn't even play in. For instance, he was in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. They played the club championship at Mar-a-Lago while he was gone. He shows up a month later, sees the guy who won, a guy named Ted Virtue, who put the money behind Green Book, the movie that won Best Picture.
Sure.
Ted, congratulations on winning the club championship. Oh, Ted's like, thank you. But you didn't really win because I didn't play in it. And Ted's like, uh-huh. He goes, no, we're going to play six holes right now for the title. Now, he's got, when you play with a president, and I played with Clinton, there's 20 golf carts. There's the missile golf cart. There's the vials of blood golf cart. There's the port-a-bomb thing we call where they shove him in there in case there's a bomb.
The football or the briefcase with
the
codes.
Nuclear football. There's everybody. So, and there's SWAT and there's Secret Service. And they're all coming at this guy. And he's like, we really? And Trump's like, yeah, six holes. So they start to play. Trump's ball goes in a lake again. By the time they get to the green, Trump's lining up Ted Virtue's ball. And he's like, what's going on here? And they're like, oh, that's the president's ball. Yours went in the water. Like, no, it didn't. Trump makes the putt, wins the hole. They take Virtue's name off the board. And now Donald Trump is your club champion.
Do people, I believe all of that. I wonder how people process that. Do they go, well, he's like this Bill Murray, rascally, funny, zany, crazy guy who, by the way, buys you cheeseburgers, you told me, after the match.
Yes, he always buys cheeseburgers, chocolate shakes,
this isn't
Cokes.
The PGA. It's right. It's just this zany, crazy uncle of ours who's funny on the golf course.
Right. Well, I knew him for 30 years before he became president. And he was always the uncle that came to Thanksgiving like, yeah, I slept with Marilyn Monroe. I punched out Sinatra. And you're like, yeah, what else you got? But now it matters. So golf is the easiest sport to cheat at. We never cheat in golf.
Who's we?
91%, according to the National Golf Foundation.
Seriously.
Don't cheat. And he's out there cheating and telling people he's this champion when he's not. And nobody can beat me. And that's why you should vote for me. Yeah. And how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you don't think Donald Trump, someone that cheats, I knew Arnold Palmer. He never did a business deal with anybody until he played 18 holes with him. And I said, why? And he said, because you can't hide who you are in 4 hours. And I know if they're going to cheat me on the golf course, they're going to cheat me in business. And they're going to cheat on their wife, and I don't want anything to do with it. So, hey, the guys I know who cheat at golf also cheat on their taxes, cheat on their wives. Maybe they cheat to get around an investigation. Maybe they cheat to win an election.
I'm not a golfer. When I have played, I have clubs, and I used to do some local charity things. And if I ever had time, one of these days I'm going to play more golf. My point is this, that I just kick it out of the rough sometimes because I can't hit it on the fairway or the rough, and I'm just moving the ball forward. I guess my point is I don't care enough. And the person I'm playing with, it's my brother or my dad or a buddy. And
yeah, you're a chump.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm just a chump. I'm like, hey, why waste time with me going further in the woods? I'm going to move it over there, and I have a shot of hitting it in the direction of the flag.
You are you are what we call a chop. You chop it, and you're not playing seriously.
No.
Donald Trump says he's a 2.8 handicap. Now, handicaps are like cholesterol. The lower, the better. Zero is practically pro. Trump, 2.8. Now, Tiger's played with him. I've played with him. We all think he's about an 11. Jack Nicklaus is a 3.5. So who would you bet on? So he's trying to tell people. So not only does he has to cheat to go from to get that 11 down to a 2.8, he lies about scores he posts. He lies about almost everything he does in golf. For instance, they just played the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
He tells people that his Trump Los Angeles course, which of course isn't in Los Angeles, is way better than Pebble Beach. Trump Los Angeles isn't even in the top 100 in California. But if you walk into Trump Los Angeles wearing a Pebble Beach shirt, they make you change out of it. So I know it's silly. I know it's just golf. But golf is like bicycle shorts. It reveals a lot about a man.
Hold on. Do that one again.
I've always said this. Golf is like bicycle shorts. It reveals a lot about a man. Yeah. My dad taught me to golf, and he said, you would rather cut off your arm than get caught cheating in golf.
Yeah.
You don't cheat each other because it's so easy. And I think it says a lot about the guy.
I buy that. And I think that it didn't matter, wouldn't matter to me were he not president, you know? So if I knew some billionaire who owns golf courses has an ego of a child and has to be first even when he's not, whatever.
But it would matter if you were betting him. For instance, he belongs to Wingfoot in New York. He can't get a game there. I talked to a dozen guys there. Nobody will play him anymore because he cheats. He cheats like a mafia accountant. He cheats like a three-card money dealer. He's cheating if he's playing golf.
And do you in your book then extrapolate from that to his presidency?
Well, a lot of the lies he tells in golf, he ends up telling his presidents. For instance, he just left Doonbeg in Ireland. He says in his campaign, climate change is a hoax. So knock yourself out, you think it's a hoax. But at Doonbeg, he's suing right now to put up a seawall to protect his golf course from rising sea levels caused by, quote-unquote, climate change. So he's lying either to Ireland or he's lying to the world about climate change. It goes on and on. You know, he turned his back on Puerto Rico. Hardly anybody remembers he had a course in Puerto Rico, had them take out a $32 million loan from the government, and then pulled up stakes in the middle of the night, stuck him with this loan.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's why he turned his back on Puerto Rico. I'm saying he's done it twice now.
The book is Commander in Cheat. It's by Rick Riley. So what are you working on now, Rick? Our interview is winding down.
I'm going to start working on your golf game. Then I'm going to try to get you to Italy.
Yeah, no kidding.
J-Dub on the first tee.
I would love to do that. You wouldn't like to play. I would play honestly with you, but it would just take a lot longer. That's all I'm saying.
But it's Italy, so we'll drink wine the whole way around. Quick story about Italy. I go play this little par 3 course. Nobody's on it. But when I get back to the clubhouse, there's 40 guys in Armani suits. I'm like, what's going on? The neighbor lady brings over the best pasta and veal and salad, and all these guys come and eat, and then they spend the rest of the day drinking wine.
I want to be Italian.
You need to be Italian.
Rick Riley's book. So, are you appearing in town? What are you doing?
No, that guy, you know, Rick Tellender.
Yeah.
So he's got a buddy who's throwing me a party tonight at Carnivale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very nice.
But I think it's closed to the public.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Nobody
Otherwise,
come.
I'll try to. Okay, nobody come.
Next time you're in town, spend more time with us.
I'm sure you can get J-Dub in, though, right?
Right. But J-Dub, leave J-Dub at the Carnival.
J-Dub, and everyone will know. The composer? No.
Rick Riley's book is Commander in Cheat.